Hi, Bill Neff with you again today with this installment of Morning and Evening. Acts 13:39 tells us that all who believe in Christ are justified, that is, declared righteous by God. And because of that, Charles Spurgeon comments, "The believer in Christ has already been declared righteous in God's sight. It's a present reality. Faith doesn't produce this fruit far down the road, but right now, one is declared righteous at the very moment the sinner's heart comes alive to embrace Christ, accepting Him as Lord and Master. Those who stand before the throne of God have been declared righteous in His sight already, and so have we. The thief upon the cross was justified the moment he turned the eye of faith to Jesus. The Apostle Paul, even after years of service, was not more justified than that thief with no service at all. We are today accepted in Jesus, the one we love. Today, we are absolved from sin. Today, we are acquitted at the bar of God's justice. Now, to be sure, there are certain clusters of grapes that we won't be able to fully gather until we enter heaven. But already there is a vine that runs over the wall. It's like the manna in the wilderness, a portion of our daily sustenance that God supplies to us as we complete the journey. But right now, we are pardoned from guilt and from sin. Even now, our sins have been put away. Even now, we stand in the sight of God, accepted. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There is neither speck, nor spot, nor wrinkle, nor any such thing remaining upon any believer who has been declared righteous by the Judge of all the earth." Our present privilege should, of course, awaken us to our present duty. And now, while life lasts, let us spend and be spent in every way that our sweet Lord Jesus desires us to be. And that good word about our right standing before God comes to us from Charles Spurgeon on the basis of Acts 13:39. As always, you can revisit these comments at our website. The address is morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.